2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
More schools are going to open up next week in the Davis School District.
Utah's 2020 school year. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has the latest.
Elementary school students will have classes on campus 4 days a week starting Monday. During an emergency public meeting last night, board member Bridget Gerard said coronavirus is not going anywhere anytime soon. However,
we have had a chance to see the data. It has become evident to me that the risk of spread is different for school populations according to age group.
The district has also bought lots of plexiglass to protect teachers. Those in secondary school in the Davis district will stick with the hybrid schedule until November. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The Alpine School District has announced three schools will be moving to a hybrid model. Lone Peak, Orem, and American Fork High School will start a mixed schedule next week. Spokesperson Kimberly Bird says the hybrid model has been successful at Pleasant Grove High School.
We prefer the face-to-face every day. We know that's the best way for kids to learn. But this has allowed us to slow spreads in certain pockets or areas or individual schools.
Pleasant Grove High was a hot spot, but numbers have declined since the district switched to the hybrid schedule.
For all the kids not going to school, an expert is offering some homeschooling tips to parents. HomeschoolExpert.com's Ann Crossman says be flexible.
Develop a flexible structure. Even for parents doing remote learning through their local public schools, they may not be managing the content, but they're still managing the classroom from home.
Second, figure out how your child likes to learn, whether it's visually, audibly, or actively. And third, find like-minded parents for resource sharing and support.
BYU students are seeing changes as Orem and Provo switch back to orange risk level. These changes include guests cannot be on campus housing, intramural sports are suspended, and common areas are closed. This student welcomes the changes, even if they can keep the campus open.
We're all very much for it because we're like, let us just stay on campus as much as possible.
Leaders at BYU and UVU say if the rate of infection doesn't fall in 2 weeks, the safety measures will increase.
Meanwhile, we're hearing from the father of a BYU football player whose recovery from COVID-19 took a step back recently. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the story. Mary?
Amanda, we're learning that not only did offensive lineman Tristan Hodge have COVID-19, but he's still recovering. His father, Marty, posted a video on Twitter saying they thought he had recovered. He finished his quarantine. He only had a few side effects. He went back to practice but was struggling. Come to find out, he has pneumonia.
The school, the coaches, the players, you got to take it serious. Fans, you got to take it serious. This world needs to take this serious. And believe me, it's no joke.
Hodge says his son wants to play, but health is more important than football. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Shots are fired and arrests are made in Louisville. KSL's top national stories this hour. Sean Michael Lyle is back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, two Louisville police officers shot last night as angry demonstrations broke out after a grand jury did not directly charge any of three officers in the Breonna Taylor death. As for the officers' injuries,
non-life-threatening. That's about as deep as I can go right now.
A suspect identified as Lorenzo Johnson's in custody. 100 other people arrested during the protest last night. President Trump heading to Florida today, presumably meeting with Supreme Court candidate Barbara Lagoa in Miami. She's the daughter of Cuban immigrants who fled the Castro regime.
They left Cuba without anything but their education, their strong work ethic, and their desire to succeed.
Lagoa considered a top choice along with Judge Amy Coney Barrett to succeed Justice Ginsburg. First-time unemployment claims increased by 20,000 to 870,000 last week. Labor Department says, though, that 167,000 fewer Americans are jobless, now totaling 12.5 million. And the governor and first lady of Missouri have tested positive for coronavirus.
We're both fine. We're going to move forward on this.
Governor Mike Parson is asymptomatic. His wife, Teresa, has cold-like symptoms. He'll work from home for the next 10 days. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. The weekend is looking nice.
Pleasant weather all in all for the weekend as we top out only in the 70s on Saturday and only in the 70s on Sunday, too. So we got some nice early fall weather coming your way. The mornings and evenings will certainly cool down. The daytime highs, not all that warm. Certainly not as warm as it's been.
It looks like the high temperatures will bounce back into the lower 80s early next week.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.